this is the final decision that we're expecting in the school funding case, Luke Gannon versus the state of Kansas. Sam, what's the upshot here?
First of all, I need to say that there's been a number of times where they thought this was the final court ruling that we're going to see. But it certainly looks like this Gannon ruling on whether school funding is adequate in Kansas seems to be wrapping up this long court battle that actually goes back to the 70s. So essentially what the Supreme Court said in its unanimous decision, in a very tough decision, there was no nuance about it, is that there's not nearly enough money being put into the system to adequately school all 460,000 school children in Kansas.
And what was the evidence really that the court was pointing to in deciding that state financing of schools was inadequate?
Really boiled down to a comparison of test scores and money. And what the court essentially decided was that at a time when more money was being put into the system, test scores were going up. As money was taken out of the system, as the per pupil base aid was going down, test scores started to go down. But again, they were particularly harsh on the state for not finding enough money for these hard-to-educate kids, kids who really populate the plaintiff districts, Kansas City, Kansas, Wichita, Dodge City.
When we talk about adequacy and getting to adequacy, which is now the requirement that the Supreme Court has put upon the state and the legislature to figure out, what really is that going to cost?
The best number to look at right now is the number that was suggested by the three-judge Shawnee County panel that heard the trial. And they suggest that when all is said and done, it could cost $800 million. The State Department of Education has come up with its own number. There's been another number by the plaintiffs. But I think the best number to look at, because the Supreme Court relied heavily on the opinion from the three-judge panel, is that number that came out of there. When you total it all up, it was about $800 million.
And that's an annual figure. That's $800 million a year going forward to finance the schools of the state of Kansas.
Absolutely. This is not a one-time fix. This is something that is going to be baked in to the whatever school funding formula that they come up with.
So the ball is now in the legislature's court, so to speak, to come up with those millions of dollars that are needed to provide for school funding. How is that all going to be sorted out? I guess there needs to be a formula, first of all, to get to adequacy.
Right. So the first thing they have to do, and this is not easy because they've been trying for 2 years or be thinking about it for 2 years, is write a new school funding formula. Then they'll figure out how much money to put into that. How that happens, I think educators are hoping that they're brought into the process as they were with equity.
When the legislature was trying to figure out equity, there was some creative couch cushion searching, perhaps, to find those funds, and also some unusual, certainly at the time, unusual alliances that emerged in the legislature to get there.
Up until that moment, there really hadn't been a meeting of the minds. There really hadn't been a time when everybody got into a room, talked about the problem, offered their solutions, and came to a compromise. And I think that everyone hopes that that moment of clarity is going to return when they do a much heavier lift, and that is fix adequacy. And as you said, this is a lot more money, hundreds of millions of dollars, that has to go into the school system year after year after year. So I think the new moderates and Democrats play a role in this. I think the new leadership plays a role in this. The real wild card, I think, Amy, is what is Governor Brownback going to do?